Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the Self Leadership Podcast. I'm Morgan, your host. And today, let's go deeper on the procrastination topic. So, if you've been following me for a while, well, thank you very much. But you've probably seen and listened to previous episodes where I was talking about procrastination. But today, I want to share another perspective and go further and also talk about laziness. So, procrastination has nothing to do with laziness, I repeat, right? To me, procrastination is a symptom of a deeper root cause, a wound, a trauma, a fear that was created in childhood or maybe also in a past life, but usually what was happening in a past life is encoded in this lifetime. So let me give you an example of what I mean by procrastination is a symptom of a deeper root cause. The few times I found myself procrastinating is when I was actually afraid of taking action because I was afraid of success, or more precisely, afraid of not being able to maintain the level of success that I would reach if I would take that action, right? So it's a form of self-sabotage. And the key is to heal this root cause, the fear of success. Like, what does it mean? And shift it from the core so that you don't procrastinate anymore. And then you feel better about yourself because usually you beat yourself up, et cetera, et cetera. While actually, you just need to pay attention to yourself and what it's telling you about yourself instead of judging it, right? And I also want to go further and saying that laziness, anyway, is an illusion. I believe it's a concept made up to make people feel guilty, and guilt is very, very toxic. It's poisonous. Nobody needs guilt. That could be a whole other episode. So, let me share with you what laziness is to me. And I'm going to say either or, but it can be both, actually. So, either a symptom for a lack of motivation, a lack of enthusiasm, or a lack of energy. And this doesn't mean anything about you. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you lazy, like I was saying. A lack of motivation or of enthusiasm or of energy is actually a symptom. Once again, a symptom of a deeper root cause that can also be healed and shifted fast, or at least it doesn't have to take longer than it needs, right? Laziness, quote unquote, what people call laziness, can also be a sign of high intelligence because people who are called, quote unquote, lazy are actually very good at finding faster and cleverer ways to do things. They challenge the rules and think out of the box. And usually, society in general doesn't like people who challenge the rules and think out of the box. So it's easier for other people to point at the one they will call lazy, saying, "Oh, you're just lazy. Get over it and do something." Instead of being like, "Well, this human maybe needs help, or maybe this human needs stimulation." Because people who are high achievers need to be stimulated, like they need to have their minds stimulated. So once again, even if someone is feeling bored, it's simply because they just need to find something that sets their soul on fire. So I repeat, laziness is a perception, a projection of others, and it's also a sign that someone is not owning their genius. And like I was saying, simply needs to be stimulated and have their joy and enthusiasm brought back to the forefront to remember what sets their soul on fire. And what I've shared here, this is the type of perspective shift, perception shift that I help my clients with. This is part of the deep work. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Because yes, of course, there is a part of coaching, but there is also a part of energy and subconscious work. We shift perspective, we bring healing to deep-rooted wounds and trauma, and we rewire false beliefs. So I know it can be scary, like, oh my God, I don't want to re-experience my trauma, or oh my God, what if I don't remember the trauma that I went through because I don't have a good memory of my childhood, whatever. This is something that I hear very often. And let me tell you that you do not need to remember consciously with vivid memories in order to heal the trauma, number one. And number two, you don't have to re-experience the trauma or the wound to heal it. You just need to bring the awareness and we shift it. So that's what I wanted to share today. And there is nothing more beautiful than seeing my clients after their session, like right at the end, before we hang up, see the relief, how their energy and their face looks brighter and smileier, and you know, feel the relief and hearing their takeaways from the session. This is so beautiful. And I love receiving messages hours or days after our session when they are sharing their big wins and witnessing direct results, like in their reality, because as within, so without. So the work that you do, the inner work that you do, you will see the results in your external reality. Whether you believe in your universal laws or not, right? Like that's a fact. Our subconscious mind, our energy dictates our reality. So when you're not aware of something, but it's still in your energy, in your subconscious, it's still going to run the show, whether you want it or not. And I genuinely believe that everyone is allowed and entitled even to live a life without struggle, without compromising their wellness or their sanity, and to be not only successful, but also fulfilled from within. So that's also what I do with my clients, shifting perspective, because a belief is just something that you take as your truth, even if it's not serving your highest good. So choose your beliefs. I get it that sometimes you're like, okay, how do I change my belief? I repeat 30 times I am self-confident, for example. That's always the example that I take by default. But it's not doing anything. Of course it's not, because sometimes you have deep-rooted subconscious beliefs that are running the show, that are really conflicting with the new affirmation, with the new reality you're wanting to create for yourself. And no, I'm not going to say no, because everyone is unique, but let's say, let me reformulate, as far as I have seen for myself and for my client, no affirmation is enough to shift a belief that is really deep-rooted and linked to a trauma or a wound, because it requires deeper work and it doesn't have to take ages. Sometimes in one session, it's enough to shift it. So I know everyone is unique and I cannot guarantee that it's going to be the same for you, because there are different layers, but I know it's possible. So yes, that's part of the mindset magic, which has nothing to do with magic, because it's nothing out there or nothing woo-woo. It's just using the body and the energy technology, if you will, the system, natural system that is within you, to help you heal and shift and choose a different set of beliefs and create a new reality. So I hope this perspective helps. And if you need further support, check out my website, morganrose.com. And I will be looking forward to connecting with you. Check out my free trainings, explore my resources, and feel free to book your free clarity call. So thank you very much for listening. I hope this helps, and I will see you soon. Bye.